愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天晚上跟大家来查考有关于受苦的道理。
Tonight we're going to talk about suffering.
有时候我们本身会遭遇到苦难。
Sometimes we encounter tribulations.
有时候我们自己的家人，我们的亲人会受苦难。
Sometimes our family members and our loved ones go through tribulations.
那我们常常会有一个问题这样想。
And many times we have this question.
如果一切美善的都是从神来的。
If everything good and perfect is from God.
如果神非常爱我们。
If God loves us very much.
为什么神愿意让苦难临到我们？
Why is God willing to let suffering come upon us?
这是一个非常深奥的问题。
This is a very deep question.
但是除非我们对苦难有更深刻的了解，不然我们在受苦中可能会离开神。
But unless we have a deeper understanding of suffering, we may leave God during our suffering.
会怀疑神。
We will doubt him.
甚至会埋怨神。
And we may resent him.
圣经里面记载第一次受苦是在创世纪。
The Bible records the first occurrence of suffering in Genesis.
本来神创造万物都是好的。
At the beginning, everything he created was good.
所谓好的就是没有缺点。
Everything good means that there were no flaws.
是完全的。
Everything was perfect.
也可以说是不需要受苦的。
And did not need to suffer.
那在创世纪里面受苦的开始是从第三章。
And in Genesis, suffering began in chapter 3.
就是亚当跟夏娃犯罪。
When Adam and Eve sinned.
照着神告诉他们，你们吃的日子你们必定死。
And according to God, that their days were numbered.
你们吃这个善恶果的日子你必定要死。
And because they ate from the tree of good and evil, they would die.
因此人在死亡的过程当中常常要经历苦难。
And so often humans must suffer.
这是因为神对亚当夏娃所说的这一句话的实现，犯了罪到最后就要受苦而死。
And it is because God told Adam and Eve that because they sinned, they would have to die.
那在没有死之前，
Before there was death,
在第三章提到男人跟女人都要受苦。
In chapter 3, it speaks that men and women both have to suffer.
所以受苦的来源在创世纪第三章是因为犯罪开始的。
So the origin of sin comes from chapter 3 where man and woman sin.
因此我们一般对苦难的了解就是说因为我们犯罪所以我们受苦。
So most of us understand that we suffer because we sin.
事实上我们也不完全，所以常常我们受苦也真的是因为有一些罪。
And also because we are not whole, so often when we suffer it is because we sinned.
但是当我们看到约伯记就让我们很难了解。
But when we come to Job, it is very hard for us to understand.
我们现在看约伯记的第一章。
Let us now turn to Job chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章。
Job chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约伯记第一章的第一节。第一章的第一节。
Job chapter 1, verse 1.
这里说，乌斯地有一个人名叫做约伯。那个人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。这里说约伯完全正直。
Here it says that Job was blameless and upright.
因为他敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
因为敬畏神，所以一个人变成完全。
And because he feared God, he was whole.
因为他不敢做神认为错的事情。
Because he dared not to do what God would consider wrong.
所以他就是在神面前呢，是一个完全。
So before God, he was blameless.
在以西结书里面提到有三个义人是神纪念的，他们可以因为自己的义得救。
In Ezekiel, it records three men, and these three men are righteous that can be saved by their own righteousness.
整本旧约圣经里面，这个三个义人里面有一个是约伯。
And in this entire book, the only person, one of the three people, was Job.
那约伯的义神也纪念他。
And God remembered Job.
我们看约伯记第一章第八节。
Let us see Job chapter 1 verse 8.
神为撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有，地上再也没有像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。神肯定约伯是一个完全正直的人。
God knew that Job was blameless and upright.
因为他敬畏神。
Because he feared God.、
哦、那我们从第一章就看约伯受苦非常大。
So from chapter 1, we see the suffering he endured was great.、
哦、那为什么一个人这么完全会受这么大的苦？
And why would someone so blameless have to suffer so much?
So, 约伯记就是要让我们来思想这个问题。
So, Job allows us to think about this.
哦，所以有一天，如果我们自己受苦，或者我们亲人受苦，啊，让我们也知道大概是什么原因。
So, one day if we suffer or our loved ones suffer, we can understand.
啊，约伯记里面记载约伯受什么苦呢？
And in Job, where does it, what kind of suffering does he undergo?
我们看13节。
Let us look at verse 13.
约伯记第一章的十三节。
Job chapter 1 verse 13.
说有一天约伯的儿女正在他长兄的家吃饭喝酒。是我们再看15节。
Verse 15.
示巴人忽然闯来把牲畜掳去并用刀杀了仆人唯有我一个人逃脱来报信给你。16节。
Verse 16.
他还说话的时候又有人来说神从天上降火来将羊群仆人都烧灭唯有一个人逃脱了报信给你。17节。
Verse 17.
他还说、啊、又有人来说、加勒底人分作三队闯进来把骆驼掳去并用刀杀了仆人唯有一个人逃脱来报信给你。18节。
18.
他还说话的时候又有一个人来说你的儿女正在长兄家里吃饭的时候不料有狂风从旷野刮来击打房屋的四角。倒塌在少年之后他们都死了唯有一个人逃脱来报信给你。在这一段圣经里面呢、啊、提到各种不同的灾殃啊这样一个一个接着临到约伯。
In this passage, we can see how many calamities befell on Job.、
哦、首先他所有的牲畜都没有了。
First, all of his livestock.
第三节说他有7000的羊三千的骆驼五百对牛五百对母女。
In verse 3, it says he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female donkeys.
那在当时这是一个富有的人。
And at that time, this was a wealthy man.
但是在一天之间这个都没有了变成两手空空。
But in one day, he lost everything, and he was empty-handed.、
哦、那接下去说他有很多的仆人仆婢在第三节。
And in verse 3, it also said that he had many servants.
而且这个仆人也都死了。
And all these servants also、哦、died.
那最痛苦的是、哦、他的儿女都死掉。
And what was most painful is all his children also died.
在第四节里面第二节哈他有七个儿子三个女儿。
In verse 2, he has 7 sons and 3 daughters.、
我们知道父母亲的心跟儿女是连在一起的。
And we know that parents' hearts are connected to their children.
死一个就很难受了。
It is already very difficult to endure one dying.
好，我们想约伯怎么能够忍受呢？十个间忽然间同时都死了。
So how did Job manage when he lost all 10 of them?
财产没有了，孩子也死了。
He lost all his wealth and all his children.
在短短的一段时间里面，这个苦难临到他。
And in such a short period of time, all these tragedies came upon him.
这个不是他受苦的结束。
And this was not the end of his suffering.
到了第二章
By chapter 2,
我们看这个苦难临到约伯本身。
The suffering came upon his own body.
我们先来看第二章。
Chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
神对撒旦说你在他在你手中你只要存留他的命。第七节。
Verse 7.
于是撒旦从神的面前退去击打约伯使他从脚到头顶挡毒疮。第八节。
Verse 8.
约伯就坐在炉灰中拿着瓦片刮他的身体。哦、我们看这个约伯、哦、他说从脚掌到头顶都长毒疮。
And we can see that, from his head to his feet, he grew painful boils.、
哦、非常痛苦啊。
It was very difficult to endure.
所以他坐在炉灰当中。
And so he sat among the ashes.
然后拿瓦片刮他的身体。
And he took a piece of potsherd to scrape himself.
我们今天怎么生病也没有像约伯这么痛苦。
Even if we get sick today, we don't have to suffer that much.、
外在所有都没有了。现在他本身、生了重病。
He lost everything and now he was struck with illness.、
那这样不要紧了。我们看那个约伯的太太第十节。
And then let us look at Job's wife in verse 10.
第九节啊。
Verse 9.
他的太太对他说，你仍然持守纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。当一个人最痛苦的时候，有亲人在安慰啊，这个苦难还是可以忍受的。
When someone is suffering, if they at least have their loved ones to comfort them, it is somewhat bearable.
但是约伯最亲的太太对他说，你弃掉神死了吧。
But Job's own loving wife said, curse God and die.
不但没有给他安慰。
Not only did she not comfort him,
而且说你死要算了吧。
She just told him he should die.
你想约伯的心是何等的苦。
So how painful was his suffering?
那接下去约伯的约伯就甚至咒诅自己的生日。
And after that, he cursed the day that he was born.
他不敢咒诅神。
But he was afraid to curse God.
他也不敢咒诅人。
And he would not curse man.
他是咒诅自己的生日。
He could only curse the day that he was born.
因为太痛苦了。
Because it was too much suffering.
那今天我们所受的苦难，不论怎么比，都比不上约伯的苦难。
And today, no matter how much we suffer, we do not suffer as much as Job.
那我们就想，为什么约伯会受苦？
So why did Job suffer?
这个问题是约伯的三个朋友跟约伯在辩论，从这个第三章开始一直辩到约伯就快要结束。
Starting from chapter 3, Job and his three friends debate this question all the way towards the end of the book.
那我们就知道他们都是很有学问的。
So we know they are all very knowledgeable.
那这个约伯的三个朋友就是要告诉约伯。
And Job's three friends want to tell him.
你今天受苦是因为你犯罪。
You are suffering today because you sinned.
那约伯说，不是的，我没有犯罪。
And Job said, no, I did not sin.
我没有犯到说让我受这么大苦的罪。
I did not sin so greatly that I should suffer this much.
那约伯这个三个朋友一直要说服约伯。
And these three friends try to persuade him.
三个一直轮流啊，轮流讲。
The three of them take turns speaking.
但是一直变到后面了，约伯没有接受。
And they debate until the end, and Job still does not accept it.
他朋友已经没话可说了。
And his friends have nothing left to say.
一直到最后神说话，约伯才停止。
Until the end when God speaks, and then Job stops.
他的这个苦难就结束了。
And his suffering ends.
所以到底约伯为什么受苦？
So exactly why did Job suffer?
我们从这个三个朋友跟他辩论起来，到最后我们知道约伯受苦不是因为犯罪。
So from the debate throughout this book, we can realize that Job did not suffer because he sinned.
因此我们今天在周围当中的人，如果我们看到他受苦，有可能是犯罪，但也有可能不是因为犯罪。
So if we see people suffering among us today, maybe they have sinned, but perhaps they have not.
那为什么这个义人要受苦？
And why is it that a righteous man should suffer?
这是一个值得我们来思考的问题。
This is something we should discuss.
那如果从第一章看来，
And from chapter 1,
约伯受苦是在日光之下，就是在人间的受苦。
Job suffered in the physical world.
但是约伯的受苦是在日光之上已经决定了。
But it was under the sun.
日光之上是灵界里面已经决定了。
It was...
约伯这个肉体的受苦，在这个人世间的受苦是在灵界里面眼睛看不见的日光之上受苦决定的。
His suffering is spiritual and man cannot see it.
我们现在来看第一章，第一章。
And let us see chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我们的第九节。
Verse 9.
十二节好。
Verse 12。
神对撒旦说，凡他所有的都在你手中，只是你不可加害于他。于是撒旦从神的面前退去。这里神对这个撒旦这样说。
Here the Lord said to Satan.
他说，凡他所有的都在你的手中。
Behold, all that he has is in your power.
约伯所有的我现在交在你的手里。
So all that Job has, I give unto you.
但是他的身体你不可以碰。
But you may not touch his person.
那除了身体之外，我都交给你。
And other than his person, you can, I give you everything else.
那撒旦就从神面前退去了。
So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
那十三节开始就讲约伯一切苦难就来到。
And in verse 13, all the tragedy strike.
所以我们很明显知道约伯这个受苦是因为魔鬼下来攻击他。
So now we know that suffering starts because Satan came down to attack him.
所以他的牛羊没有了。
So he lost all his livestock.
他的孩子也死光了。
He lost all his children.
仆人也死了。
And he lost all his servants.
这个受苦是出于魔鬼的攻击。
And this suffering came from Satan.
好，那到第二章。
And from verse chapter two.
我们看第二章。
Let's look at chapter two.
第六节。
Verse six.
神对撒旦说，他在你手中，只要存留他的性命。第七节。
Verse seven.
于是撒旦从神面前退去，击打约伯。所以现在约伯的身体啊，全身伸张。以我们现在医学来讲这可能是因为因为什么细菌的原因或者环境的因素或者什么因素。
So now Job's body is covered with boils, and in modern day we may say that it's from infections or bacteria.
但是如果我们回到圣经来看，是因为魔鬼去击打他。
But if we go according to the Bible, it says because Satan struck him.
所以他就开始受苦。
So he began to suffer.
所以从第一章各到第二章，我们看约伯的受苦是因为魔鬼在攻击他。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 2, we see that he suffers because Satan attacks him.
而且我们很清楚看到魔鬼攻击他是神允许的。
And we clearly see that God lets Satan attack him.
那我们就想，为什么神允许魔鬼来攻击约伯？
So let us think, why would God let Satan attack him?
像约伯这么痛苦，那神怎么这么残忍呢？
Why would God let Job suffer so much? Why is he so cruel?
首先我们来看神跟约伯的对话，我们就可以了解。
And let us see the discussion between Job and God.
我们现在看第六节。
Let us see verse 6.
第六节说，有一天，第一章神的众子来侍立在神面前，撒旦也来了其中。第七节。
Verse 7.
神对撒旦说，你从哪里来？撒旦回答说，我从地上走来走去而往返。第八节。
Verse 8.
神对撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再也没有向他完全正直，远离恶事。神对这个魔鬼这样说。
So this is what God says to Satan.
说你有没有看到约伯？
Have you seen Job?
你用心查看。
Have you studied him?
地上再也没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
There is none on him like him on earth, blameless and upright, one who fears God.
那如果撒旦像人一样，像父母一样非常有爱心。
And if Satan had love, if he was like a parent.
那这个撒旦应该会很高兴才对。
Then Satan should be very happy.
哇，有一个人这么敬畏神，这么好，完全正直。
There is someone so blameless and upright, and someone who fears God.
但是我们知道撒旦的本质就是恶的。
But we know that Satan is evil.
所以当他看到人对神这么样的敬畏人的行为这么样的完全，魔鬼就想办法要来控告要使他离开神。
So when Satan sees someone who fears God and is so blameless and upright, he wants to find a way to make him leave God.
这个就是魔鬼天天在做工的目的。
This is why Satan goes to and fro every day.
要使人离开神。
He tries to entice people away from God.
保罗说我们并不是不知道魔鬼的诡计。
So Paul says it's not that we don't know Satan's strategy.
因为保罗有很高的灵性。
Because Paul had high spirituality.
所以他对魔鬼的诡计看得一清二楚。
So he is very clear on what Satan's motives were.
但是很可惜，我们现在对魔鬼的诡计看不清楚。
But unfortunately, they are now unclear to us.
为什么说我们看不清楚？
Why can we not see them clearly?
因为有很多人虽然在拜神，到最后离开神。
Because even though there are many people who worship God, many also leave him.
那你问问看，他离开神都是有原因的。
So why is it that we leave him?
因为人际关系。
Because of personal relations.
因为自己觉得受苦没有原因。
Because we feel that we suffer needlessly.
或者因为世界上的成就。
Because of the fulfillment of the world.
这个都是表面的因素。
These are all superficial reasons.
但是到最后你在灵的最深处，我们就知道人会离开神，这是因为魔鬼的工作。
But the spiritual reason behind that is because Satan entices people to leave.
所以我们在看创世纪里面魔鬼在引诱人离开神，跟约伯记魔鬼要让约伯离开神方法不一样。
So the way Satan tries to make people leave God in Genesis is different with the way he tries to entice Job to leave God.
因为在创世纪里面，魔鬼要人离开神是用看起来很好看，吃起来很好吃，而且会让你像神来吸引他。
In Genesis, Satan tempts man with something that is beautiful, delicious, and makes them just like God.
所以这个亚当夏娃就动心了。
So Eve was moved.
这个看起来很好看。
It looks very beautiful.
吃起来很好吃。
And it tastes very good.
而且吃下去会跟神一样。
And if I eat it, I will be just like God.
所以他就想要去吃，要去摸，要去 跟神一样。
So she wanted to touch it, she wanted to eat it, she wanted to be like God.
所以她忘记了神说你不可以吃。
So she forgot God's command.
她只享受说那是很好的。
She just thought it was very good.
她就去做。
So she went and did it.
结果她犯罪。
And then she sinned.
她就离开了神。
And she left God.
那今天也是一样啊。
And today is the same.
你看世界上有很多事情。
There are many things in the world today.
看起来很好看，你很喜欢看。
They seem very beautiful, and we want to look at them.
那你也很喜欢去体验一下。
And we really want to experience.
那个是很快乐。
It makes us happy.
而且有一些事情会让你觉得高高在上。
And some things make us feel very high.
好像跟神一样。
And just like we are God.
但是当我们在追求那一种生活方式的时候。
But when we pursue that lifestyle.
我们已经进到魔鬼的圈套里面。
Then we've already entered the circle of Satan.
但是我们不知道。
But we don't even
我们已经离开神了，我们不知道。
We have already left God and we don't even know.
我们已经得罪神了，我们不知道。
We have sinned against God and we don't know.
我们已经死了，我们不知道。
We have already died and we don't know.
所以因为我们不知道魔鬼的诡计啊。
Because we didn't know Satan's plan.
我们只想觉得说，只要我感觉得好就好。
We just thought if it feels good, then it is good.
我喜欢就好。
If I like it, then it's
现在最重要。
Now is most important.
把神放在一旁。
Put God to the side.
这个是何等的可怜。
This is very pitiful.
中了魔鬼的诡计，不知道。
To fall into his trap and not know.
但是约伯记这个魔鬼用另外一种方式。
But in Job, Satan uses another method.
魔鬼没有直接向约伯显现。
Satan did not directly appear to Job.
你不可以拜神。
He did not say you may not worship God.
你如果拜神，我要让你受苦。
If you worship God, I will make you suffer.
如果这样的话，约伯把神抓得更紧了。
If this was the case, Job would cling tighter onto God.
因为他看到魔鬼啊。
Because he saw Satan.
魔鬼讲话，这个绝对不可以信。
And you can never believe what Satan will say.
他本身就是敬畏神，他看到魔鬼，他把神抓得更紧。
He fears God, so if he sees Satan, he will cling onto God closer.
但是问题就是，魔鬼跟神在讲话，这都是灵界的，约伯不知道。
But Job did not know Satan and Lord God's discussions.
约伯也没有听到。
And Job did not hear them.
他跟三个朋友也不知道。
His three friends also did not hear it.
所以忽然来到这个苦难。
So suddenly the suffering came.
对约伯来讲，他知道这不是因为他犯罪，他知道他没有犯大罪。
And Job knew this is not because he sinned. He knew he did not sin so greatly.
但是约伯本身他也不知道自己为什么会受这个苦。
But Job did not know why he was suffering so much.
当然他的三个朋友也不知道为什么会受苦。
And of course his three friends also did not know why he was suffering.
但是有一件事情很确定的，这个受苦是魔鬼来攻击他。
But one thing is very clear that the suffering came from Satan's attack.
而且是神允许他。
And it was what God let him.
那为什么神要允许魔鬼去攻击约伯呢？
And why would God let Satan attack Job?
因为当神在夸奖约伯的时候，
Because when God was complimenting Job,
那魔鬼就对神的夸奖打一个问号。
And Satan decided to question God's praise.
我们看第九节。
Let us see verse 9.
说约伯敬畏神，岂是没有缘故呢？第九节。
So Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for nothing?
这一句话我们大家要想。
So let us think about this phrase.
我们现在不要想约伯。
Let's not think about Job.
就想我。
Just think about ourselves.
我敬畏神，岂是没有缘故呢？
If I worship God, is it for nothing?
请问诸位，你今天坐在这里拜神是为什么？
So for all of us sitting here today, why do you worship God?
那我们就看是不是下面一个原因。
So let us see if it's the following reason.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你岂不是四面圈上篱笆，保护他和他家，并他所有的吗？你手所做的都蒙他赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。十一节。
Verse 11.
你且伸手毁坏他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。所以魔鬼说，约伯今天会拜你，是因为你给他很多福气。
So Satan tells him that Job worships you today because you have blessed him so much.
因为他从你得到好处，所以他一定会拜你。
Because from you he has received so many blessings, so of course he will worship you.
因为他如果没有拜你，你就不给他这个好处。
Because if you didn't worship him, he wouldn't bless him.
你给他这么多好处，他怎么会离开你呢？
You gave him all these blessings, why would he leave you?
今天我们拜神是不是这样？
Today, is that why we worship God?
因为神是给我很多福气，所以我今天拜神。
Because God blessed me greatly, so I will worship him.
当然，神是给我们很多福气，我们要拜神。
Of course, he does bless us, so we should worship him.
但是如果我们拜神是因为神是给我很多的福气，
But if we worship him only because he gives us so much,
这个是很危险的。
Then this is dangerous.
为什么很危险？
Why is it very dangerous?
因为你看下一句话。
Let us see the next verse.
十一节。
Verse 11.
你伸手毁掉他一切所有的，他就要当面弃掉你。
But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
所以魔鬼讲得很清楚你把这个福气拿掉，那约伯就跟你一刀两断，关系切断了。
So Satan said this very clearly. If you take away all that he has, he will cut off his relationship.
我们现在来想啊。
So let us think about it.
我们跟约伯差多少？
How different are we from Job?
如果今天神把我的恩典都拿掉，
If today God took away all his grace from us,
事业也不顺利，
If we had bad careers,
孩子也死了，
If our children died,
亲人也死了，
If our loved ones died,
请问我们还会不会拜神？
Would we still worship God?
这个是一个很大的问号。
This is a very big question.
有时候我们自己也没有办法回答。
Sometimes we cannot even answer
it. 一直到你遇到那个事情的时候，你忽然间你才知道到底我们为什么拜神。
It is only until you encounter it, then you know why you truly worship God.
那对神来说，
And for God,
他夸赞约伯。
He praised Job.
那神要怎么来证明说魔鬼讲的是错的呢？
And how is God going to prove that what Satan said is not true?
约伯敬畏神是真的是不是因为这个原因。
This is not the reason that Job worshipped God.
那你只有一个方法。
But there's only one way to prove it.
来试试看。
Let's try it.
就是这样。
And that's what happened.
比方说如果有一个人一直夸说我高尔夫球打得很好。
If someone kept telling you, I play golf very well.
没有证明。
But there's no proof.
没有证明你这个夸就不太对了。
There's no evidence, so the words might not be true.
你就带他去高尔夫球场打打看。
So you take him to the golf course and you play.
试一试就知道。
And you try it and you find out.
那到底约伯为什么敬畏神呢？
And why does Job worship God?
魔鬼是因为说你给他甜头，所以他敬拜你。
Satan said it's because you've blessed him, which is why he worships you.
那现在神说，那你就去吧，试试看。你刚刚讲那个原因都把它拿掉，看他会不会拜神。
So God said, okay, go ahead and try it. Take away all that he has and see what happens.
所以魔鬼就下来。
And so Satan came down.
就攻击约伯。
And he attacked Job.
他就受苦。
And so Job suffered.
那在受苦之中，我们就看到约伯拜神的原因不是因为神给他恩典。
And in the midst of his suffering, we see that Job does not worship God because of all the grace he has been given.
一直挖到他信仰的最深处。
And he dug into the root of his faith.
到底他的信仰是扎在哪里呢？
Where is his faith rooted?
是扎在神的恩典呢？
Is it rooted in God's grace?
还是扎在神本身呢？
Or is it rooted in God himself?
这两个是不太一样的。
These two are quite different.
外表看起来一样，事实上看不到那个里面是不太一样的。
On the surface, they seem the same, but deep down, they are very different.
好，我们先来看。
Let us see now.
20节。
Verse 20.
约伯便起来撕裂外袍伏在地上敬拜。21节。
Verse 21.
说我赤身出于母胎也披赤身归回，赏赐的是神，收取也是神。神的名是应当称颂的。我们到最后发现约伯敬拜神的原因是因为神的名是应当称颂的。
And now from here we see that Job worships the Lord because he knows the name of the Lord should be blessed.
也就是说神是值得拜的。
God is worthy of our worship.
所以因为这个样他在拜神啊。
And because of this, he worships God.
所以他在拜神不是神给他什么，是神本身是值得拜的。
So he worships God not because of what God has given him, but because God is worthy.
好，那请问为什么神本身是值得拜的？
So let us see, why is God worthy of our worship?
这个是值得我们来想的。
This is something we should think about.
请看诗篇95篇 ,96 篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 96.
诗篇95篇。
Psalm chapter 95.
诗篇九十五篇
，Psalm chapter 95，
第二节
，Verse 2，
我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼。第三节
，Verse 3，
因为主为大神，为大王，超乎万王之上。第四节
，Verse 4，
地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他。第五节
，Verse 5，
海洋属他，他造旱地，都是他的手造成的。第六节
，Verse 6，
来呀，我们要屈身。敬拜在造我们的神面前下跪。第七节
Verse 7,
因为他是我们的神，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民，唯愿你们今天听他的话。再看九十六章
Chapter 96
第二节
Verse 2,
要向神称颂他的名，天天传扬他的救恩。第三节
Verse 3,
在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。第四节
Verse 4,
因为神为大，当受极大的赞美，在万神之上当受敬畏。所以这个诗篇里面有很多篇都在讲我们应该要敬拜神。
So many of the songs speak of why we must worship God.
为什么要敬拜神？
Why should we worship him?
因为神非常的伟大。
Because God is very great.
他坐在至高之处。
Because he sits on the highest throne.
他观看世界。
And he observes the world.
他用他的命令托住万有。用他的命令，全能的命令托住万有。
And he uses the power to uphold everything.
所以我们今天 啊，看如果真的认识神。
So today, if we really understand God,
啊，你就发现宇宙中最值得我们拜的就是这位伟大的神。
So we'll see that the one who is most worthy of our worship in the universe is the great God.
他是一个荣耀的神。
He is a glorious God.
啊，他的作为伟大。
And he's the greatest.
他是一个啊伟高高在上的神。
And he is the highest God.
啊，这个就是我们拜神的原因。
And this is why we worship God.
啊，所以人如果认识了神，我们自然就会跪下来向神拜。
So if we understand God, we will naturally kneel down to worship him.
因此约伯拜神的原因在这里。
And this is where the reason why Job worships God.
那到了第二章。
And in chapter 2.
我们就看约伯的身体受到灾殃。
We see that his physical health is attacked.
但是到这个时候约伯还是持守他信仰的纯正。
But until now, he still clings onto his faith.
他知道神是值得拜的，神是伟大的。
He knows that God is great and God is worthy of worship.
所以他个人受苦，失去神的恩典，他没有离开神。
So even though his person has suffered and he lost all his wealth, he still worships.
所以约伯通过这个考试。
So God, Job passed this test.
神对约伯的赞美啊，已经证明是真的。
And God's praise of Job has been proven true.
神就得到荣耀。
And so God was glorified.
这个就是神让约伯受苦的原因。
And this is why God let Job suffer.
要证明在地上有的人真的是这样完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
To prove that there really are such people who are upright and blameless and worship God.
在魔鬼的面前，这就是神的荣耀。
And in the face of Satan, this is how God is glorified.
所以今天如果我们受苦，
So today if we suffer,
我们还是愿意来称颂神，
And we are still willing to praise God,
来感谢他，赞美他，
To be thankful and to praise.
这个就是神的荣耀，
This is God's glory.
这个就是神能够在魔鬼面前使魔鬼无话可说的一个原因。
And this is where Satan is left speechless.
所以约伯这个两章的试验呢，他通过了。
So in these two chapters, he passed the test.
因此我们在约伯记的后面就看神给约伯的祝福是加倍的。
So at the end of Job, we see how his blessings have multiplied.
所以今天我们不要怕受苦。
So today we should not be afraid to suffer.
因为受苦是有神允许的。
Because if we suffer, it is because God allowed it.
没有神的允许，连一根头发都不会掉。
If he did not permit it, not even one of our hairs would fall out.
没有神的允许，撒旦没有办法靠近我们。
Without his permission, Satan could not come near us.
那如果有神的允许，
And if God did allow it,
这个是有限度的。
Then there is a limit.
因为神知道我们人是有限的。
Because God knows that man has limits.
所以他不会让我们受到的苦难超过我们所能够忍受。
So he will not let our suffering be beyond what we could bear.
因为他不会是要击倒我们。
Because he's not trying to attack us.
他只是要考验我们的信仰。
He's only trying to test our faith.
在我们没有办法忍受，他会给我们开一条路出来。
When we are unable to bear it, he will open up a way for us.
但是在约伯记的后面，我们看神给约伯的祝福都是加倍的。
And at the end of Job, we see that God has multiplied all that he used to have.
因为他通过了这个考试。
Because he passed all the tests.
所以苦难的后面就是神更丰富的恩典。
So after suffering, there is multiple blessings.
所以我们不要怕苦难。
So we should not be afraid of suffering.
神会加添给我们力量。
God will add to our strength.
受苦之后，我们会更完全。
After suffering, we will become more whole.
得到神更大的力量。
And we will have more power.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
339首。
339. 现在要一起来祷告。Now we are going to pray. 常常为教会的圣工代祷。Please constantly pray for the church's holy work. 4月份要有灵布道会。In April, we have an evangelical service.
还有两个月的时间。
And there's two more months of time.
我们要做两件事情。
There are two things we must do.
第一个，请我们迫切地为灵布道代祷，求主带领同工。
The first is to earnestly pray that God works with us for this evangelical service.
第二个。
And the second.
请我们多传福音，带慕道者来聚会。
We need to preach more and bring truth seekers to church.
因为流泪撒种要欢呼收割。
Because those who sow in tears will reap in joy.
如果我们好好的准备，我们一定会蒙神祝福。
And if we prepare well, we will receive God's blessings.
一定会有好的收成。
And we will have good rewards.
我们先来一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.